Hello?
Hey, trying to speak with Eunice?
Yes.
Okay, Eunice, how are you doing today?
Okay. I'm doing great.
Well, good to hear that. Eunice, this is Rick with Huffman Mazer. We had a discussion about a mobile application that you were looking for similar to Turo last time we discussed this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I remember. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So good to hear that. So I kind of lost connection with you last time, according to my notes of our last meeting. You mentioned that your team would be working on the storyboard because the app was for a specific market, and therefore you'd get back to me yourself in about 2 weeks. So, you know, just since I didn't hear back from you, I kind of wanted to follow through with you and see how we're kind of progressing on the, you know, the storyboard.
Yeah, so it's been 2 months right now, almost 2 months since we had that meeting. And
exactly.
Me and my team, we had to hold it for a little bit of time because there is major things happens with the members.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a plan. We're still good to go, but we're still waiting for the time because things happen, shift change, in the investment, okay?
Right.
And, we hold it a little bit, and hopefully very soon, you know? That's what we're trying to push, is to start taking a real action on it. But we worked on the storyboard. We worked a lot into our project until now, but still, when we didn't start any development, we had to postpone that for a little bit. So
okay.
Once the environment gets perfect, everybody has time, and the financial situations get better, we're gonna move on to the same project.
So if I understand this correctly, you know, there's no urgency with no urgency as such with going live with launching.
For now, yes. Yeah, because we're still like within the app, we want to target like some specific market. So we need to have time because that will need some a lot of time, like, you know, to go visit clients and do all the business on the ground. So we need the availability to be need people to be available.
Right, of course. So I think last time you mentioned that the app is going to be for the GCC market, the MENA and the Middle East region, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I think I did disclose this to you. We had this on the website as well, that we have a fully functional office in Dubai as well, in the UAE. And, if you have, like, a, you know, portion of your team there, we're more than, happy to have, like, a, one-on-one meeting with you as well. If you'd like to come down to our USA office, you're more than welcome. But I think you're in a different state than us, right?
Yes, I remember, and that's one of the reasons me contacting you, that you have two offices, one in U.S. and one in Dubai, you know? I'm definitely, like, once we start it, I'll give you a visit, one of the offices, you know, just to monitor what's going on in the process, for example, you know?
Well, definitely, you're more than welcome to come over. I'd be traveling probably to the UAE office sometime towards the end of the year as well. So, whenever you'd like to sign up with us, or, you know, even for a discovery, you'd like to come down to the office, I think that would be a great idea. And, you know, that's just going to help us start on the right foot, as you may say. And I think you mentioned that you have about three other partners that are involved with this project, both financially and non-financially as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we did discuss the budget last time, but, is there like a financial constraint, or is it just about some personal commitments your other partners have that's causing the holdup?
Yeah, we all have a commitment, and we discussed the budget, but we didn't go in deep on it because it's still you were waiting for the prototype or something like that, just to get an idea of how much code you would need to add, right?
Right, yeah,
And
that's quintessential, of course. We'd like to see what you have in the plans, and according to that, we'd be able to calculate the level of effort required from the development, and even if there's some kind of design legwork
yes.
required as well. So how
Yes.
soon do you think you can ship? You can you know we can discuss the the user stories that your team is working on.
The user stories. What do you mean?
The user board, I mean
What is
the storyboard, like you mentioned.
the storyboard for the app? Like what's I'm sorry because I
That's
didn't
right. Yeah. So,
understand.
I think you mentioned
You
that
mean
you're working on the storyboard, and we'd be picking up from the storyboard and doing the development for you, right?
yeah, absolutely, yes. So
So.
what features do you mean? Like what features we are adding?
Right, yeah. So I mean, if you've done some kind of documentation, say a storyboard or any kind of documentation and what kind of features you guys need, that way we have
Yeah.
something in writing, and that way we can I can bring my team along and we can join forces, and that way we
Yes.
can kind of set the scope of work or scope of the application in stone. So just so we make some
Yeah.
progress together and we get one step closer to getting started.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my that's what the, what is this is the main step that we are taking in front of me, which is since 2 months ago. So we still like the storyboard is it's not 100% is completed yet from our end
Right.
and vision because we still have okay, so we still have briefly links to government. So we want to get the government to be linked to the application, okay, for future purposes. But and still now, this will require like this is we're still working on getting the 100% picture. You know what I'm saying for the storyboard. So when we have our next meeting, that will be exactly what we need, not more, not less. If there is less, well, definitely you guys are gonna approach that that oh we don't need to take this out and we will take your advices always into consideration right because you guys are the specialists
That's
but
exactly where we want to contribute, and we if we you and us have to work together, then we prefer that we stay involved with the discovery, as we call it, the discovery process as well, and that way we can bring
discovery
some expert insight into the industry, the market as well. And then I offer to connect you with our Dubai team as well, that's on the ground, and they can help you
Yeah.
with the business analysis and everything else as well.
Yeah.
Even if you guys are not looking to get started very soon, of course I understand you have your commitments and then your partners have their commitments as well, but if you would like to involve us with the discovery and the storyboard process, even
Yeah.
that way we'd be that'd be a good excuse to stay connected. And it just totally comes down to when you would like to involve us with this process. Even if the storyboard is not 100% complete, I think we can kind of help you expedite the process while your partners have they're busy. We could kind of try and help you complete the storyboard process, so we can then go ahead and move to the next step.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. So as I told you, like this is all like self-commitment and with self-funding, right?
Right.
And at the same time, like we're trying to make it really proper in a really professional manner. Okay. So it will be under a company, and there will be a lot of legal. I would say like legal. Legal codes that it needs to be approved, you know, and considered by the ministries and stuff like that.
Right.
Because the way we are putting this out is it's not just for our personal. It's not going to be just of our personal funds, but also some other department will get involved, like the government or airports or stuff like that or tax fee and things like that. So we are very close to that point. And what I want to mention is once the storyboard is ready, like that will be we will put out the plan that will during this plan we will go into the development stage. So I don't want to to be honest, I don't want to take it like a step right now and wait 3 months, 4 months and another step. So once we started, I want to start, you know, with the process, with the development, with the testing and deployment and everything. So because I'll be free, I'll get it. I'm gonna dedicate time for that, you know.
Okay.
So yeah.
So are you
so
like leaving your job or something, or you know, what is that exactly?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that I'm shifting from the job just to have to be on the foot by myself, so I can fund the project and do certain. I have other projects too. So that's one of the things. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to travel and be on the ground, because I have there is a lot of communications, marketing, you know, all the networks that I have that, okay, the connections, the contracts that needs to be signed with certain organizations, for example, so I can at least I have my clients in my hand, you know what I'm saying? So I'm what
yeah.
Like we will not just deploy the upload the application into iOS and Android, and it will be live, but it's not going to be live until somebody know about it, right? How are we going to know? How are we going to know if this application is going to succeed or fail, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you measure success? That's the question. How do you measure your success in mobile development applications? Like, during your experience, like other
yeah. Right. So basically, you know, there's two moving parts to, you know, making a successful mobile application, and then, you know, creating a successful ecosystem whereby, you know, your mobile application platform can succeed, you know, both financially and then non-financially as well. One of them, of course, one half of it, one equal half is the development, and the other equal half is the marketing. Now, I understand that you want to, you know, you want to look towards the end of the tunnel, and you want to make sure you have a, you know, good marketing plan in place before you begin the development process.
Correct.
The only thing that I'm, you know, the only thing we recommend in such a case is that, you know, you have to go lean when you're trying to launch a platform like this, because, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what you do, you cannot 100%, you know, look through the tunnel, and you cannot 100% ascertain where you will be in the next, say, 1 year, or say in the next 6 months after the launch of the application, right? So you always have to experiment, and you always have to test the waters. And the best way to do it is to make sure that you start small, and then, you know, with each step you do some A/B testing, you do some, you know, you test some waters.
Yeah.
Before you go to the next step. I mean, there's two kinds of developments, right? I mean, there's two kinds of tech startup launches. One is where you try and look through, you know, from A until Z, and you have everything planned out, everything in place. The only problem with that is that, you know, all of these moving pieces, if one of them moves, you cannot 100% ascertain what the final outcome is going to be. And therefore, we don't recommend that you go full out and you try and do something absolutely big, and then, you know, if it falls, then, you know, there's a lot of financial and then non-financial implications to that as well. So we always recommend that you start lean, you start small. That just means that even with development, we start with an MVP. Even you know, if you want to cut that into two halves, we would kind of recommend that you start with a prototype first, and use that prototype as a go-to-market strategy, as a proof of concept of what you guys are trying to accomplish. And then once you have something in hand to show to your, you know, because you're going to be reaching out to, say, potential investors, to government departments, to other, third-party collaborators that you like to work with, and all of them would like to see something more than just, you know, an idea on the paper, right? They would like to see something that's that can serve as a proof of your concept.
That's the stage when once the development happening, that's the prototype that I'm gonna negotiate about. So I'm not taking papers. I'm taking the prototype. I'm considering that, and I'm putting it to test with different business criteria. Like, for example, I have a list of the rental shops that will be attached to the app. you know, that's the prototype right there. So we have the plan for the prototype and how it's going to be tested, and even for the marketing, how we're going to grab the attention of the market, how we can shock it and get that. Because we are not just building, to be honest with you, we are not just building an application, we are building a brand. So a brand that's different, yeah. So it's a brand as well. So how the brand is going to be out and how it's going to sound like and how it's going to be functioning, it all depends on the name, right? So that's one of the things we're focusing on. And you are absolutely right. Like the prototype, that's what will be out. We're not going to just be deployed the app online and everybody can download it. It's not going to be like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we have
break that process down of launching the first.
I've been in the app application development for 4 years, software applications and mobile and website. I was working in a company like that, and I had a huge team building, designing and prototypes for international oil and gas companies. Like, we used to build the application softwares for Occidental, British Petroleum, and so and ADNOC even. So the experience, like the background that I have in the market and how the business goes into mobile applications and which to target, and that the period time for the prototype development all the way when you can be fully, you come to the result that is it failed or succeed, what can be enhanced, when it should be stopped, like within 1 year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. You know,
right.
It's all measured. It's all will be measured. So that's why I'm way ahead when I contact you. You know, this is something. Okay, let's take a step, move forward, and let's get the prototype. While we're getting the prototype, let's see what companies can get us to that point. Because I'm looking for the quality professional, and this is it's not going to be a small. Maybe it's going to be distributed in multiple countries. Maybe it's going to go broad wide, we don't know yet, but
I think GCC is just going to be the primary market where you start from, where you shoot off from, and then of course as the startup becomes successful, then sky's the limit. You could take it to so many different countries where something like this is absolutely it's a no-brainer. For example, the African region, even has a lot of potential with new startups and startups like these, especially. A lot of big tech companies are also tapping into the African markets. So, but then I think that all of that comes after you've explored your first market, and that's going to be the GCC and the MENA region, if I understand this correctly, and probably one country at a time even before that.
Yes.
And then, I think the vision is great, but then it's just about, how you do it and, what the first steps look like. So, taking it one step at a time and talking about the prototype, is it your team that's going to do the design prototype for you, or would you need us to build the prototype for you?
Well, you will build that prototype. We will just give the storyboard, that's it. The storyboard, and we're going to follow up. But other all the development, the designing, and the deployment and everything. Also, I wanted to share with you, but later on, once we get to the prototype completion, there is the payment and how it's going to be, the app is going to be linked to bank accounts and stuff, because also the authorization of payments and things like that happens in the bank. So also this kind of information I will need to pass it into your hands to be linked to the prototype.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already ready. It's already ready because my colleague he already have two applications up and running. To get it started to be linked to the bank account, it was a long process for him to go through that. So I'm just linking his accounts and stuff like that. So
that's so difficult when you talk about the USA market, and probably you know, it took so long, and you know, it was so strenuous because you is the other app you know, functional in the UAE, or is it in the USA?
In the Middle East, in the whole GCC.
Right.
And it's part of the and it's part of the medical field.
Oh, medical sales. Okay. So Right.
Yeah.
So
the way they make their orders, purchases, and the codes and stuff like that, it's all through the mobile. No need for, they cut a lot of process, governmental process, by just launching this app. So it becomes a part of the process, government process. So what he did, like, it was kind of genius, and it's really good. So all we'll be taking is the links, because it has to go through any mobile applications or stuff like that. That's what I got noticed is it must go through the company and through the a really secure links that attach to the bank account.
So do you have like your company and everything set up in the UAE, or is that process yet to start?
No, it's already set up. Yeah, it's already up, and it's already working. This is one of my priorities, okay, this application, one of my priorities, and very soon, it got me other projects too, but this is one of the main things I'm putting so much effort to get it live, and sorry, I didn't communicate with you regarding the holdup, but
no, that's all right. Yeah, I was kind of waiting on you, and you know, I thought you'd be back in
I promise you, if we made any changes or if we move to any other mobile developer or something, I will let you know. You know, I'm not that's business. You know, it's in or out. It's not ignoring or anything like that.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. I mean, you guys are busy, and you gave me a good idea last time when we spoke, so it's not like I was feeling blindsided. I just knew that you guys, you know, there are other priorities as well, and then I know that, you know, you kind of want to get this going as soon as possible, but your partners, you know, they have other priorities too, which is completely understandable.
It's not just my partners, it's everyone around us, you know, including me, you know. We had a lot of changes. For example, I'm from Sudan, and most of my partners, they're Sudanese. So we had a really tough year this year with the war, if you heard about what happened in Khartoum, Sudan. So
right.
we had a civil war, and I had to evacuate all my family. And every Sudanese person I know, he had to evacuate his family. So financial matters, a lot of money being sent to cover and save, to help and to provide for other families. And the whole business, people are cut out of jobs. We started to look for people to get hired, you know. The people in the Middle East, you know, just to prepare those young or whoever lost his job in Sudan to be compatible with Middle East version. Yes, 2 days ago I was talking to this girl, like, she's in Egypt, and I was telling her how to apply and how, what kind of mindset that you want. She's a network engineer, but she's fresh in that country. So how I'm gonna do that and this, what kind of jobs I need to start with. So I was giving her all the guidance, like, okay, did the certificate, the CCNA, for example? Okay, read this software. It's called Wireshark. Read this software. Go on YouTube tutorials, and this is what you want to apply. Go to the look at the job description. Don't look at the job post. It's not about your title. Don't look at the title. Look at the job description. What do you need? Can you do that or not? Why you cannot do it? What kind of certificate? Like, you need to start developing yourself and shape yourself to the place that you are. So this is consuming so much time and so much financial and so much mental and so much draining, you know?
I'm so sorry to hear about it. You know, I didn't have an idea that, you know, you were kind of busy with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's family and friends first, and you know, it's a
Exactly.
terrible situation. I know for a fact what's going on in Sudan. There's some
Yeah.
chaos going on in Egypt as well with the economy and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
Even
unfortunate, and you know, most of us are just trying to, you know, especially the immigrant families in the USA. From countries in, you know, Asia and the developing countries especially, you know, they're kind of struggling with, you know, almost the same issues, economical,
Yes.
social, trying
Yeah.
to integrate your families, you know, to other
Yes.
countries.
Yeah. That's why like now I'm reaching to the point that I'm getting out of my pay job because I cannot handle the situations more like this, you know? It's not becoming enough, I would say. Just to have your regular job. So I had to get out and make some business that will keep going, right? So I can at least cover everyone's expenses, including myself.
So do you plan
so there
to
is a
move
lot of it.
to the UAE as well?
No, I'm not planning to move to UAE, but I'm planning just to visit. You know, just business trips. If that will be the main purpose for me to UAE. But I still have a family. I have cousins. I have uncles. My mom right there. She's in Dubai now, so I had to get her like the residency in Dubai, and how that cost a lot of money, you know. Like
yeah,
there is a
that
lot of
helps
expenses.
you know, it's a whole lot of process.
Yeah. So a lot of paperwork over there with the family, and it's not just me; it's everyone around us. I would say, you know, as a student. So that's why that's the main thing is me getting out of the pay job because it cannot cover all other people's expenses. Like I'm having a house here in US and everything, but still like I have another apartment in Dubai I'm paying for. There is a lot of things, expenses I'm paying for. So what I need to do is cut my life here and support there, or how this is going to be. Well, I need to get more money. It's not about how you're going to have two or three jobs. No, you just need more money, and you just need to figure out how to make that. But yeah, it's going good. It's going moving forward. I'm opening actually next week a distribution logistics company here in U.S. And
nice.
It will be out in business. I would say maybe before December. I will help with that.
Oh, so are you the owner of the company, or are you doing it for someone else?
No, I'll be the owner. It's not going to be someone else.
Okay.
But I also have partners.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Well, good to hear about your plans, Yunus, and I'm glad to connect with you today, and I really hope, whatever's going on in your home country and everything, I hope that works out. I'm at your disposal. I mean, wherever you guys want to make some progress, and you know, even if you guys are not ready to get started right off the bat, and you would like to involve us in the discovery process or anything we could do to, you know, help you or you know, kind of lend you an arm, we'd be more than happy. Just feel free to reach out.
Yes, I will. I promise you. And that the first thing that I will need from you is just to give me a clear quote. You know, we will have a discussion specifically about all steps, all phases, your opinion, you know, your advice, your things, and then we come out with a code so we can at that point we will start taking things into action, you know. And
okay, that sounds good. So
yeah, because I'm gonna be free. I'll be free. You know, I'm not gonna have a lot of projects around me. I don't have a lot of commitments. You know, I'll be just focused on this project because if I didn't focus on it, I don't think it will need my full attention, if that makes sense.
I agree, definitely. And, you know, when exactly are you, you know, do you have a timeline on when you're leaving this job, or, you know, is it still in the works?
Well, I'm still, like, this most probably until December to leave the job. But I'm still going to be, I'm pushing to the mobile app. You know, I'm still trying to get to the point that I can still put the the time. Like, I'm not going to launch it and also quit my job, but this is part of my life now, you know. That's one of my tasks, to quit my job, as exactly is one of my tasks to get this project up and running.
Yeah, even if even the transition cannot be, you know, knee jerk, you just cannot, you know, leave the job and then, you know, next day you start working on something like this. I think by the time you've got your arms full and you know that you cannot continue your job and you know you have you're catching up pace on your own project, that's when it would be time to, you know, kind of quit the job and, you know, focus 100% on this. And if you want to leave the job in December, then I think you should make progress on this. Sorry?
Yeah. I have quit 3 times before, you know. And I had a 1 year vacation before, you know, so this is not my first time to go through this kind of transition. So that's why I'm not really worried, but it's really kind of pressure. There is a lot of pressure, you know. I'm not worried. I know everything is going to be all right and everything will be good somehow. But it's just the process, the time frame that when you have to get really hard, to push hard into yourself and to be disciplined and to get things done. And you see
right. I love the optimism. I mean, you have to be hopeful. You know, I realize you're going through a lot right now with, your family back home and everything with the way you're telling me. But, it just comes down to the attitude with which you take it. And I wish you good luck with, the coming days and how you handle this. But like I mentioned, as far as the app is concerned, I'd be more than happy to, you know, help you whatever it may be.
Because I'm very excited for the app. You know, because I know, I'm excited for the app and for the process of getting the app out and for the process for the prototype. I'm excited to see it. I told you, like, we're not just focusing on the app. It's more mainly also like we're focusing on the brand, you know. So everything is moving into on the right time, on the right place, I would say, you know.
All right.
A lot of things happen.
That sounds positive. Perfect. So, So Eunice, thank you again for taking my call today. And you have my number now. You have my email as well. I think I sent you the initial company profile and the NDA that you signed and everything. And I'll just look forward to hearing back from you soon.
Yes, absolutely. You will. Thank you.
All right,
thank you so much.
I'll let you go for the day. All right. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
So much.
Bye.